and Luke chapter 1. The Gospel according to St. Luke, Phorosmok as many have taken in hand, to draw up a narrative concerning those matters which have been fulfilled among us, even as they delivered them unto us, who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having traced the course of all things accurately from the first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus, that you might know the certainty concerning the things wherein you were instructed. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah, and he had wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Now it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord, and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an messenger of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the messenger said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, because your supplication is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink no wine, nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn unto the Lord their God. And he shall go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. And Zacharias said unto the messenger, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the messenger answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak unto you, and to bring you these good tidings. And behold, you shall be silent, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall come to pass, because you believed not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled while he tarried in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he continued making signs unto them, and remained dumb. And it came to pass, when the days of his ministration were fulfilled, he departed unto his house. And after these days Elizabeth his wife conceived, and she hid herself 5 moons, saying, Thus has the Lord done unto me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. Now in the 6th moon the messenger Gabriel was sent from God, unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Maria. And he came in unto her, and said, Hail, you, that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the messenger said unto her, Fear not, Maria, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Maria said unto the messenger, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the messenger answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, therefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth your kinswoman, she also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th moon with her, that was called barren. For no word from God shall be void of power. And Maria said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the messenger departed from her. And Maria rose in these days, and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Maria, the babe leaped in her womb, And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she lifted up her voice with a loud cry, and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And where is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For behold, when the voice of your salutation came into mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord. And Maria said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has looked upon the low estate of his handmaid, for behold, from here on all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is unto generations and generations on them that fear him. He has showed strength with his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He has put down princes from their thrones, and has exalted them of low degree. The hungry he has filled with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has given help to Israel his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spoke unto our fathers, toward Abraham, and his seed forever. And Maria abode with her about 3 moons, and returned unto her house. Now Elizabeth's time was fulfilled, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her kinsfolk heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy towards her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the 8th day, that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zacharias, after the name of the father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of your kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father, what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them up in their heart, saying, What then shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and brought redemption for his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, that have been from of old, salvation from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to show mercy towards our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he spoke unto Abraham our father, to grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies should serve him outside fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Behold, and you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you shall go before the face of the Lord, to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people in the remission of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon them that sit in darkness, and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts, till the day of his showing unto Israel. And Luke chapter 2. Now it came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to enroll themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Maria, who was betrothed to him, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were fulfilled, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same country abiding in the field, and keeping watch by night over their flock. And an messenger of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the messenger said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which shall be to all the people, for there is born to you this day, in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the messenger a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God, in the highest, and on earth peace among men, in whom he is well pleased. And it came to pass, when the messengers went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing, that is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found both Maria and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known concerning the saying which was spoken to them about this child. And all that heard it wondered at the things which were spoken unto them by the shepherds. But Maria kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying, and praising God, for all the things that they had heard and seen, even as it was spoken unto them. And when 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising him, his name was called Jesus, which was so called by the messenger, before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem, to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit, that he should not see death, before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit, into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, that they might do concerning him after the custom of the law through Moses, then he received him into his arms, and blessed God, and said, Now let you your servant depart, Lord, according to your word, in peace, for mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. And his father and his mother were marveling at the things which were spoken concerning him, and Simeon blessed them, and said unto Maria his mother, Behold, this child is set for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which is spoken against, Behold, and a sword shall pierce through your own soul, that thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow even unto 84 years, who departed not from the temple, worshipping with fastings and supplications night and day. And coming up at that very hour she gave thanks unto God, and spoke of him to all them that were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew, and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And his parents went every year to Jerusalem, at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up after the custom of the feast, and when they had fulfilled the days as they were returning, the boy Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And his parents knew it not, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought for him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they returned to Jerusalem, seeking for him. And it came to pass, after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them, and asking them questions, and all that heard him were amazed at his understanding, and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Behold, your father and I sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Knew you not that I must be in my father's house? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and he was subject unto them, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. And Luke chapter 3. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came unto John the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he came into all the region round, about the Jordan, preaching the immersion of repentance unto remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make you ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said, Therefore to the multitudes, that went out to be immersed of him in water, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham, to our father, for I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And even now the axe also lies at the root of the trees, every tree therefore that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. And the multitudes asked him, saying, What then must we do? And he answered and said unto them, He that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none, and he that has food, let him do likewise. And there came also tax collectors to be immersed in water, and they said unto him, Teacher, what must we do? And he said unto them, Extort no more than that which is appointed you. And soldiers also asked him, saying, And we, what must we do? And he said unto them, Extort from no man by violence, neither accuse any one wrongfully, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men reasoned in their hearts concerning John, whether haply he were the Christ, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed immerse you with water, but there comes he, that is mightier, than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose, he shall immerse you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, thoroughly to cleanse his threshing floor, and to gather the wheat into his garner. But the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire. With many other exhortations therefore preached he good tidings unto the people, but Herod the tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias his brother's wife, and for all the evil things which Herod had done, added this also to them all, that he shut up John in prison. Now it came to pass, when all the people were immersed in water, that, Jesus also having been immersed in water, and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form, as it of, upon him, and a voice came out of heaven, You are my agape beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. And Jesus himself, when he began to teach was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Mut, the son of Mattathias, the son of Semine, the son of Yosek, the son of Jodah, the son of Jonan, the son of Reseth, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of the son of Jesus, the son of Eliezer, the son of Yochrim, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judas, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Melia, the son of Minna, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nahshon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. And, Luke chapter 4. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led in the Spirit, in the wilderness, during 40 days, being tempted of the devil. And he did eat nothing in those days, and when they were completed, he hungered. And the devil said unto him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone, that it become bread. And Jesus answered unto him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone. And he led him up, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, To you will I give all this authority, and the glory of them, for it has been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If you therefore will worship before me, it shall all be yours. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he led him to Jerusalem, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, He shall give his messengers charge concerning you, to guard you, and, on their hands they shall bear you up, lest haply you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, You shall not make trial of the Lord your God. And when the devil had completed every temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and a fame went out concerning him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he entered, as his custom was, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he opened the book, and found the place, where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, Today has this scripture been fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the words of grace which proceeded out of his mouth, and they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Doubtless you will say unto me this parable, Physician, heal yourself, whatever we have heard done at Capernaum, do also here in your own country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is acceptable in his own country. But of a truth I say unto you, there were many widows in Israel, in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years, and 6 moons, when there came a great famine over all the land, and unto none of them was Elijah sent, but only to Zarephath, in the land of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel, in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. And they were all filled with wrath in the synagogue, as they heard these things, and they rose up, and cast him forth out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might throw him down headlong. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath day, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man, that had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, What have we to do with you, Jesus you Nazarene? Are you come to destroy us? I know you who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold your peace, and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst, he came out of him, having done him no hurt. And amazement came upon all, and they spoke together, one with another, saying, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And there went forth a rumor concerning him into every place of the region round about. And he rose up from the synagogue, and entered into the house of Simon. And Simon's wife's mother was held with a great fever, and they begged him for her. And he stood over her, and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose up and ministered unto them. And when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and healed them. And demons also came out from many, crying out, and saying, You are the Son of God. And rebuking them, he suffered them not to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he came out and went into a desert place, and the multitude sought after him, and came unto him, and would have stayed him, that he should not go from them. But he said unto them, I must preach the good tidings of the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for therefore was I sent. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee, and Luke chapter 5. Now it came to pass, while the multitude pressed upon him and heard the word of God, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. and he sat down and taught the multitudes out of the boat. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Put out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answered and said, Master, we toiled all night, and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets were breaking, and they beckoned unto their partners, in the other boat, that they should come and help them. And they came, and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But Simon Petros, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was amazed, and all that were with him, at the catch of the fishes which they had taken, and so were also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from here on you shall catch men. And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all, and followed him. And it came to pass, while he was in one of the cities, behold, a man full of leprosy, and when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face, and begged him, saying, Lord, if you will, you canst make me clean. And he stretched forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be you made clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go your way, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went abroad the report concerning him, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself in the deserts, and prayed. And it came to pass on one of those days, that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the Halakha, the oral law sitting by, who were come out of every village of Galilee and Jerusalem and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, men bring on a bed a man, that was palsied, and they sought to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And not finding by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up to the house top, and let him down through the tiles with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Jesus perceiving their reasonings, answered and said unto them, Why reason you in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said unto him, that was palsied, I say unto you, Arise, and take up your couch, and go unto your house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his house, glorifying God. And amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth, and beheld a tax collector, named Levi, sitting at the place of toll, and said unto him, Follow me. And he forsook all, and rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a great multitude of tax collectors, and of others, that were sitting at meat with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are in health have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I am not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, The disciples of John fast often, and make supplications. Likewise also the disciples of the Pharisees, but you eat, and drink. And Jesus said unto them, Can you make the sons of the bride chamber fast, while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, then will they fast in those days. And he spoke also a parable unto them, No man rends a piece from a new garment, and puts it upon an old garment, else he will rend the new, and also the piece from the new will not agree with the old. And no man puts new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine will burst the skins, and itself will be spilled, and the skins will perish. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no man having drunk old wine desires new, for he said, The old is good. And Luke chapter 6. Now it came to pass on a Sabbath, that he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the ears, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. But certain of the Pharisees said, Why do you that which it is not halakha lawful to do on the Sabbath day? And Jesus answering them said, Have you not read even this, what David did, when he was hungry, he, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and took, and ate the showbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful through Moses to eat save for the priests alone. And he said unto them, The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. And it came to pass on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue, and taught, and there was a man there, and his right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find how to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man, that had his hand withered, Rise, up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. And Jesus said unto them, I ask you, is it lawful through Moses, on the Sabbath, to do good, or to do harm? To save a life, or to destroy it? And he looked round about on them all, and said unto him, Stretch forth your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in that night of day one, that he went out into the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was daylight he called his disciples, and he chose from them 12, whom also he named apostles, Simon, whom he also named Petros, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor, and he came down with them, and stood on a level place, and a great multitude of his disciples, and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were troubled with unclean spirits were healed. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for power came forth from him, and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples, and said, Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you, when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and reproach you, and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the same manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But take curse unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. A curse unto you, you that are full now, for you shall hunger. A curse unto you, you that laugh now, for you shall grieve and weep. A curse unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for in the same manner did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you that hear, agape, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you. To him that smites you on the one cheek offer also the other, and from him that takes away your cloak withhold not your coat also. Give to every one that asks you, and of him that takes away your goods ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. And if you agape love them that agape love you, what thank have you? For even sinners agape love those that agape love them. And if you do good to them that do good to you, what thank have you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? Even sinners lend to sinners, to receive again as much. But agape love your enemies, and do them good, and lend, never despairing, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be sons of the Most High, for he is kind, toward the unthankful and evil. Be you merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And judge not, and you shall not be judged, and condemn not, and you shall not be condemned, release, and you shall be released, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall they give into your bosom. For with what measure you meet it shall be measured to you again. And he spoke also a parable unto them, Can the blind guide the blind? Shall they not both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above his teacher, but every one when he is perfected shall be as his teacher. And why behold you the mote that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how canst you say to your brother, Brother, let me cast out the mote that is in your eye, when you yourself behold not the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast out the mote that is in your brother's eye. For there is no good tree that brings forth corrupt fruit, nor again a corrupt tree that brings forth good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather the grapes. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth that which is evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speak. And why call you me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Every one that comes unto me, and hears my words, and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug, and went deep, and laid a foundation upon the rock, and when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house, and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But he that hears, and does not, is like a man that built a house upon the earth outside a foundation, against which the stream brake, and immediately it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great. And Luke chapter 7. After he had ended all his sayings in the ears of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant, who was dear unto him, was sick, and at the point of death. And when he heard concerning Jesus, he sent unto him elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and save his servant. And they, when they came to Jesus, begged him earnestly, saying, He is worthy that you should do this for him. For he agape loves our nation, and himself built us our synagogue. And Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Therefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under myself soldiers. And I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned and said unto the multitude that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole. And it came to pass soon afterwards, that he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples went with him, and a great multitude. Now when he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, there was carried out one that was dead, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came near and touched the bier, and the bearers stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto you, arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. And fear took hold on all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet is arisen among us, and God has visited his people. And this report went forth concerning him in the whole of Judea, and all the region round about. And the disciples of John told him of all these things. And John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you he that comes, or look we for another? And when the men were come unto him, they said, John the immerser in water has sent us unto you, saying, Are you he that comes, or look we for another? In that hour he cured many of diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and on many that were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered and said unto them, Go, and tell John the things which you have seen and heard, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good tidings preached to them. And blessed is he, anyone who shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the wilderness to behold? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that are gorgeously dressed, and live delicately, are in king's comforts. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Behold, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. I say unto you, among them that are born of women there is none greater than John, yet he that is but little in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people, when they heard, and the tax collectors, justified God, being immersed in water with the immersion of John. But the Pharisees and the Hallelujahs rejected for themselves the counsel of God, being not immersed in water of him. Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children that sit in the marketplace, and call one to another, who say, We piped unto you, and you did not dance, we wailed, and you did not weep. For John the immerser in water is come eating no bread, nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man is come eating, and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine-bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he entered into the Pharisee's house, and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman who was in the city, a sinner, and when she knew that he was sitting at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster cruse of ointment. And standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee that had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who, and what manner of woman this is that touches him, that she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you. And he said, Teacher, say on. A certain lender had two debtors, the one owed 500 shillings, and the other 50. When they had not wherewith to pay, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will agape love him most? Simon answered and said, He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, You have rightly judged. And turning to the woman, he said unto Simon, Seize you this woman. I entered into your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wetted my feet with her tears, and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she agape loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same agape loves little. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that even forgives sins? And he said unto the woman, Your faith has saved you, go in peace. And Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass soon afterwards, that he went about through cities and villages, preaching, and bringing the good tidings of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women, who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Maria, that was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna the wife of Chusas Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who ministered unto them of their substance. And when a great multitude came together, and they of every city resorted unto him, he spoke by a parable, The sower went forth to sow his seed, and, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden underfoot, and the birds of the heaven devoured it. And other fell on the rock, and as soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other fell amidst the thorns, and the thorns grew with it, and choked it. And other fell into the good ground, and grew, and brought forth fruit 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, The seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that have heard, then comes the devil, and takes away the word from their heart, that they may not believe, and be saved. And those on the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns, these are they that have heard, and, as they go on their way they are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. and that in the good ground, these are such as in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, hold it fast, and bring forth fruit with patience. And no man, when he has lighted a lamp, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, that they that enter in may see the light. For nothing is hid, that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret, that shall not be known and come to light. Take heed therefore how you hear, for any one who has, to him shall be given, and any one who has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he thinks he has. And there came to him his mother and brethren, and they could not come at him for the crowd. And it was told him, Your mother and your brethren stand outside, desiring to see you. But he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these that hear the word of God, and do it. Now it came to pass on one of those days, that he entered into a boat, himself and his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake, and they launched forth. But as they sailed he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filling with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. And he awoke, and rebuked the wind, and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And being afraid they marveled, saying one to another, Who then is this, that he commands even the winds, and the water, and they obey him? And they arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he was come forth upon the land, there met him a certain man out of the city, who had demons, and for a long time he had worn no clothes, and abode not in any house, but in the tombs. And when he saw Jesus, he cried out, and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I ask you, torment me not. For he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out from the man. For oftentimes it had seized him, and he was kept under guard, and bound with chains and fetters, and breaking the bands asunder, he was driven of the demon into the deserts. And Jesus asked him, What is your name? And he said, Legion, for many demons were entered into him. And they entreated him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they entreated him that he would give them leave to enter into them. And he gave them leave. And the demons came out from the man, and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep into the lake, and were drowned. And when they that fed them saw what had come to pass, they fled, and told it in the city, and in the country. And they went out to see what had come to pass, and they came to Jesus, and found the man, from whom the demons were gone out, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, at the feet of Jesus, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how he, that was possessed with demons, was made whole. And all the people of the country of the Gerasenes round about asked him to depart from them, for they were held with great fear, and he entered into a boat, and returned. But the man from whom the demons were gone out prayed him that he might be with him, but he sent him away, saying, Return to your house, and declare how great things God has done for you. And he went his way, publishing throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him. And as Jesus returned, the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet, and begged him to come into his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went the multitudes thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, who had spent all her living upon physicians, and could not be healed of any, came behind him, and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood staunched. And Jesus said, Who is it that touched me? And when all denied, Petros said, and they that were with him, Master, the multitudes press you, and crush you. But Jesus said, Someone did touch me, for I perceive that power had gone forth from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him declared in the presence of all the people for what cause she touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith has made you whole, go in peace. While he yet spoke, there comes one from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying, Your daughter is dead, trouble not the teacher. But Jesus hearing it, answered him, Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole. And when he came to the house, he suffered not any man to enter in with him, save Petros, and John, and James, and the father of the maiden, and her mother. And all were weeping, and bewailing her, but he said, Weep not, for she is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called, saying, Maiden, arise. And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately, and he commanded that something be given her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he charged them to tell no man what had been done. And Luke chapter 9. And he called the 12 together, and gave them power and authority over all demons, and to cure diseases. And he sent them forth to preach the kingdom of God, and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staff, nor wallet, nor bread, nor money, neither have two coats. And into whatever house you enter, there abide, and there depart. And as many as receive you not, when you depart from that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed, and went throughout the villages, preaching the gospel, and healing everywhere. Now Herod the tetrarch heard of all that was done, and he was much perplexed, because that it was said by some, that John was risen from the dead, and by some, that Elijah had appeared, and by others, that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this, about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, declared unto him what things they had done. And he took them, and withdrew apart to a city called Bethsaida. But the multitudes perceiving it followed him, and he welcomed them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and them that had need of healing he cured. And the day began to wear away, and the 12 came, and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and country round about, and lodge, and get provisions, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give you them to eat. And they said, We have no more than 5 loaves, and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy food for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said unto his disciples, Make them sit down in companies, about 50 each. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they ate, and were all filled, and there was taken up that which remained over to them of broken pieces, 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was praying apart, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Who do the multitude say that I am? And they answering said, John the immerser in water, but others say Elijah, and others, that one of the old prophets is risen again. And he said unto them, But who say you that I am? And Petros answering said, The Christ of God. But he charged them, and commanded them to tell this to no man, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and the third day be raised up. And he said unto all, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For anyone who would save his life shall lose it, but anyone who shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man profited, if he gain the whole world, and lose, or forfeit his own self? For anyone who shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in his own glory, and the glory of the Father, and of the holy messengers. But I tell you of a truth, there are some of them that stand here, who shall in no wise taste of death, till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days, after these sayings, that he took with him Petros, and John and James, and went up into the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment became white, and dazzling. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spoke of his decease which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Petros and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory, and the 2 men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they were parting from him, Petros said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And while he said these things, there came a cloud, and overshadowed them, and they feared, as they entered into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, my chosen, hear you him. And when the voice came, Jesus was found alone. And they held their peace, and told no man in those days any of the things which they had seen. And it came to pass, on the next day, when they were come down from the mountain, a great multitude met him. And behold, a man from the multitude cried, saying, Teacher, I ask you to look upon my son, for he is mine only child, and behold, a spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him that he foams, and it hardly departs from him, bruising him sorely. And I beg your disciples to cast it out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you, and bear with you? Bring here your son. And as he was yet coming, the demon dashed him down, and tore him grievously. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all astonished at the majesty of God. But while all were marveling at all the things which he did, he said unto his disciples, Let these words sink into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered up into the hands of men. But they understood not the saying, and it was concealed from them, that they should not perceive it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. And there arose a reasoning among them, which of them was the greatest. But when Jesus saw the reasoning of their heart, he took a little child, and set him by his side, and said unto them, Any one, who shall receive this little child in my name receives me, and any one, who shall receive me receives him, that sent me, for he that is least among you all, the same is great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him, because he follows not with us. But Jesus said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against you is for you. And it came to pass, when the days were well near come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he were going to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, will you that we bid fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them. And they went to another village. And as they went on the way, a certain man said unto him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said unto him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me, but he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But he said unto him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but go you, and publish abroad the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow you, Lord, but first suffer me to bid farewell to them that are at my house. But Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And Luke chapter 10. Now after these things the Lord appointed 70 others, and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place, where he himself was about to come. And he said unto them, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no wallet, no shoes, and salute no man on the way. And into whatever house you shall enter, first say, Peace be to this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him, but if not, it shall turn to you again. And in that same house remain, eating, and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The kingdom of God is come near unto you. But into whatever city you shall enter, and they receive you not, go out into the streets of it and say, Even the dust from your city, that cleaves to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless know this, that the kingdom of God is come near. I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom, and for that city. A curse unto you, Chorazin. A curse unto you, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, in the judgment, and for you. And you, Capernaum, shall you be exalted unto heaven? You shall be brought down unto Hades? He that hears you hears me, and he that rejects you rejects me, and he that rejects me rejects him that sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice, that your names are written in heaven. In that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you did hide these things from the wise and understanding, and did reveal them unto babes. Behold, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered unto me of my Father, and no one knows who the Son is, save the Father, and who the Father is, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son wills to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, he said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see, for I say unto you, that many prophets and kings desired to see the things which you see, and saw them not, and to hear the things which you hear, and heard them not. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and made trial of him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law through Moses? How do you read? And he answering said, You shall agape love the Lord your God, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said unto him, You have answered right, this do, and you shall live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And, who is my neighbor? Jesus made answer, and said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him, and beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance a certain priest was going down that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And in like manner a Levite also, when he came to the place, and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine, and he set him on his own beast, and brought him to Annan, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings, and gave them to the host, and said, Take care of him, and whatever you spend more, I, when I come back again, will repay you. Which of these three, think you, proved neighbor unto him that fell among the robbers? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said unto him, Go, and do likewise. Now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Maria, who also sat at the Lord's feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and she came up to him, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister did leave me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. But the Lord answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, for Maria has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, that when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, even as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and bring us not into temptation. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine is come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him, and he from within shall answer, and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, I cannot rise, and give you? I say unto you, though he will not rise, and give him, because he is his friend, yet, because of his importunity he will arise, and give him as many, as he needs. And I say unto you, Ask, and it shall be given you, seek, and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. And of which of you that is a father shall his son ask loaf, and he give him a stone? Or a fish, and he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And he was casting out a demon that was dumb. And it came to pass, when the demon was gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, By Beelzebub the prince of the demons cast he out demons. And others, trying him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. And, if Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, that I cast out demons by Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore shall they be your judges. But if I by the finger of God cast out demons, then is the kingdom of God come upon you. When the strong man fully armed guard his own court, his goods are in peace, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcome him, he takes from him his whole armor, wherein he trusted, and divides his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters. The unclean spirit, when he is gone out of the man, passes through waterless places, seeking rest, and finding none, he said, I will turn back unto my house, where I came out. And when he is come, he finds it swept, and garnished. Then goes he, and takes to him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he said these things, a certain woman out of the multitude lifted up her voice, and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare you, and the breasts which you did suck. But he said, Behold rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God, and keep it. And when the multitudes were gathering together unto him, he began to say, This generation is an evil generation, it seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of Jonah. For even as Jonah became a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man, when he has lighted a lamp, puts it in a cellar, neither under the bushel, but on the stand, that they which enter in may see the light. The lamp of your body is your eye. When your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light, but when it is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Look therefore whether the light that is in you be not darkness. If therefore your whole body be full of light, having no part dark, it shall be wholly full of light, as when the lamp with its bright shining does give you light. Now as he spoke, a Pharisee asks him to eat the morning meal with him, and he went in, and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first bathed himself before eating the morning meal. And the Lord said unto him, Now you the Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup, and of the platter, but your inward part is full of extortion and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he that made the outside make the inside also? But give for genuine benevolence to those things which are within, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But a curse unto you Pharisees! For you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and pass over justice, and the agape love of God, but these ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. A curse unto you Pharisees! For you agape love the chief seats in the synagogues, and the salutations in the marketplaces. A curse unto you! For you are as the tombs which appear not, and the men that walk over them know it not. And one of the Hallelujahs answering said unto him, Teacher, in saying this you reproach us also. And he said, Acres unto you the unwritten oral Hallelujahs also. For you old men with burdens grievous to be borne, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. A curse unto you. For you built the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. So you are witnesses and consent unto the works of your fathers, for they killed them, and you build their tombs. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send unto them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall kill, and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel, unto the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Behold, I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. A curse unto you in the unwritten Hallelujahs. For you took away the key of knowledge, you entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in you hindered. And when he was come out from there, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press upon him vehemently, and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him to catch something out of his mouth. And Luke chapter 12. In the meantime, when the many thousands of the multitude were gathered together, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, First of all, beware you of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Therefore whatever you have said in the darkness shall be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the inner chambers shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom you shall fear. Fear him, who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Behold, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pence? And not one of them is forgotten in the sight of God. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I say unto you, everyone who shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the messengers of God. But he that denies me in the presence of men shall be denied in the presence of the messengers of God. And every one who shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but unto him that blasphemes against the Holy Spirit it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues, and the rulers, and the authorities, be not anxious how, or what you shall answer, or what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. And one out of the multitude said unto him, Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me. But he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge, or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and keep yourselves from all covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have not where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns, and build greater, and there will I bestow all my grain, and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have much goods laid up for many years, take your ease, eat, drink, be merry. But God said unto him, You foolish one, this night is your soul required of you, and the things which you have prepared, whose shall they be? So is he that lays up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. For the life is more than the food, and the body than the raiment. Consider the ravens, that they sow not, neither reap, which have no store chamber nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by being anxious can add a cubit unto the measure of his life? If then you are not able to do even that which is least, why are you anxious concerning the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you, even Solomon, in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But, if God does so clothe the grass in the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O you of little faith? And seek not you what you shall eat, and what you shall drink, neither be you of doubtful mind. For all these things to the nations of the world seek after, but your Father knows that you have need of these things. Yet seek you his kingdom, and these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have, and give genuine benevolence, make for yourselves purses which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens, that fails not, where no thief draws near, neither moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lamps burning, and be you yourselves like unto men looking for their Lord, when he shall return from the marriage feast, that, when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open unto him. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he comes shall find watching, verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them sit down to meat, and shall come, and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, and if in the third, and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched, and not have left his house, to be broken through. Be you also ready, for in an hour, that you think not the Son of Man comes. And Petros said, Lord, speak you this parable unto us, or even unto all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall set over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he comes shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the menservants, and the maidservants, and to eat and drink, and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day, when he expects not, and in an hour, when he knows not, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the unfaithful. And that servant, who knew his Lord's will, and made not ready, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes, but he, that knew not, and did things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. And to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required, and to whom they commit much, of him will they ask the more. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and what do I desire, if it is already kindled? But I have a certain kind of immersion to be immersed with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Think you that I am come to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division, for there shall be from here on 5 in one house divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. They shall be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against her mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And he said to the multitudes also, When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, There comes a shower, and so it comes to pass. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say, There will be a scorching heat, and it comes to pass. You hypocrites, do you know how to interpret the face of the earth and the heaven? But how is it that you know not how to interpret this time? And why even of yourselves judge you not what is right? For as you are going with your adversary, before the judge, on the way give diligence, to be settled with him, lest haply he drag you unto the judge, and the judge shall deliver you to the officer, and the officer shall cast you into prison. I say unto you, you shall by no means come out there, till you have paid the very last mite. And, Luke chapter 13. Now there were some present at that very season, who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said unto them, Think you that these Galileans were sinners, above all the Galileans, because they have suffered these things? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you shall all in like manner perish. Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, think you that they were offenders, above all the men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he spoke this parable, A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit thereon, and found none. And he said unto the vine dresser, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none, cut it down, why does it also cumber the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, and dung it, and if it bear fruit thereon, well but if not, you shall cut it down. and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And behold, a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her, and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue, being moved with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, answered and said to the multitude, There are 6 days, in which men ought to work, in them therefore come, and be healed, and not on the day of the Sabbath. But the Lord answered him, and said, You hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox, or his donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on the day of the Sabbath? And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. He said, Therefore, unto what is the kingdom of God like? And whereunto shall I liken it? It is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, and cast into his own garden, and it grew, and became a tree, and the birds of the heaven lodged in the branches there. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like unto leaven, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, till it was all leavened. And he went on his way through cities and villages, teaching, and journeying on unto Jerusalem. And one said unto him, Lord, are they few that are saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand outside, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer, and say to you, I know you not where you are, then shall you begin to say, We did eat, and drink in your presence, and you did teach in our streets, and he shall say, I tell you, I know not where you are, depart from me, all you workers without law. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, in the kingdom of God, and yourselves cast forth outside. And they shall come from the east and west, and from the north and south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last who shall be first, and there are first who shall be last. In that very hour there came certain Pharisees, saying to him, Get you out, and go from here, for Herod would fain kill you. And he said unto them, Go and say to that fox, Behold, I cast out demons, and perform cures today, and tomorrow, and the third day I am perfected. Nevertheless I must go on my way today, and tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets, and stones them, that are sent unto her! How often would I have gathered your children together, even as a hen gathers her own brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and I say unto you, you shall not see me, until you shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And Luke chapter 14. And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees, on a Sabbath, to eat bread, that they were watching him. And behold, there was before him a certain man, that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful though Moses to heal on the Sabbath, or not? But they held their peace. And he took him, and healed him, and let him go. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have an donkey, or an ox fallen into a well, and will not immediately draw him up on a Sabbath day? And they could not answer again unto these things. And he spoke a parable unto those that were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief seats, saying unto them, When you are bidden of any man, to a marriage feast, sit not down in the chief seat, lest haply a more honorable man, and you be bidden of him, and he, that bade you, and him shall come, and say to you, Give this man place, and then you shall begin with shame to take the low place. But when you are bidden, go, and sit down in the low place, that when he, that has bidden you comes, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher, then shall you have glory, in the presence of all that sit at meat with you. For every one that exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And he said to him also that had bidden him, When you make a morning meal, ariston, or supper, evening meal, call not your friends, nor your brethren, nor your kinsmen, nor rich neighbors, lest haply they also bid you again, and a recompense be made you. But when you make a feast, bid the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you shall be blessed, because they have not wherewith to recompense you, for you shall be recompensed in the resurrection of the just. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. But he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper. And he called many, and he sent forth his servant at his supper hour, to say to them that were called, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a field, and I must needs go out and see it, I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them, I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married wife, and therefore I cannot come. And the servant came, and told his lord these things. Then the master of the house being angry said to his servant, Go, out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and maimed and blind and lame. And the servant said, Lord, what you did command is done, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go, out into the highways, and hedges, and constrain them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men that were called shall taste of my supper. Now there went with him great multitudes, and he turned, and said unto them, If any man comes unto me, and hates not his own father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, behold, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not bear his own cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he have wherewith to complete it? Lest haply, when he has laid a foundation, and is not able to finish, all that behold begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, as he goes to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first, and take counsel, whether he is able with 10,000, to meet him that comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation, and asks conditions of peace. So therefore any one who he be of you that renounces not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. Salt therefore is good, but if even the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is fit neither for the land, nor for the dunghill, men cast it out. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And Luke chapter 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were drawing near unto him to hear him. And both the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners, and eats with them. And he spoke unto them this parable, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, and having lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends, and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a lamp, and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Even so, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the messengers of God over one sinner that repents. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of your substance that falls to me, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that country, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough, and to spare, and I perish here with hunger? I will arise, and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose, and came to his father. But while he was yet afar off, his father saw him, and was moved with compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in your sight, I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth quickly the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and make merry, for this my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and, as he came, and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called to him one of the servants, and inquired what these things might be. And he said unto him, Your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. But he was angry, and would not go in, and his father came out, and entreated him. But he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve you, and I never transgressed a commandment of your, and yet you never gave me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But when this your son came, who has devoured your living with whores, you killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, Son, you are ever with me, and all that is mine is your. But it was meet to make merry, and be young man, for this your brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found. And Luke chapter 16. And he said also unto the disciples, There was a certain rich man, who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he was wasting his goods. And he called him, and said unto him, What is this that I hear of you? Render the account of your stewardship, for you canst be no longer steward. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, seeing that my lord takes away the stewardship from me? I have not strength to dig, to beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that, when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. And calling to him each one of his lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much owe you unto my lord? And he said, 800 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take your bond, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much owe you? And he said, 800 measures of wheat. He said unto him, Take your bond, and write 80. And his lord commended the unrighteous steward, because he had done wisely, for the sons of this world are for their own generation wiser than the sons of the light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends by means of the mammon of works outside the law, that, when it shall fail, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. He that is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much, and he that is illegal in works outside the law in a very little is illegal in works outside the law also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the illegal works outside the law of mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and agape love the other, or else he will hold to one, and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees, who were philo-lovers of money, heard all these things, and they scoffed at him. And he said unto them, You are they that justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts, for that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The written law through Moses and the prophets were until John. From that time the gospel of the kingdom of God is preached, and every man enters by force into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away, and for one tittle of the written law through Moses to fall. Every one that puts away his wife, and marries another, is the cause of adultery, and he that marries one that is legally divorced from a husband adulterates the wife of another. Now there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, faring sumptuously every day, and a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Behold, even the dogs come and lick his sores. And it came to pass, that the beggar died, and that he was carried away by the messengers into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died, and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and sees Abraham afar off, and Lazarus, in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner evil things, but now here he is comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, that they that would pass from here to you may not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us. And he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, if one rise from the dead. And Luke chapter 17. And he said unto his disciples, It is impossible but that occasions of stumbling should come, but take us unto him, through whom they come. It were well for him if a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take heed to yourselves, if your brother sin, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. And if he sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times turn again to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say unto the sycamore tree, Be you rooted up, and be you planted in the sea. And it would obey you. But who is there of you, having a servant plowing, or keeping sheep, that will say unto him, when he is come in from the field, Come immediately, and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, Make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird yourself, and serve me, till I have eaten, and drunk, and afterward you shall eat, and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded? Even so you also, when you shall have done all the things that are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants, we have done that which it was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as they were on their way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men, that were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, and show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, with a loud voice glorifying God. And he fell upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger? And he said unto him, Arise, and go your way, your faith has made you whole. And being asked by the Pharisees, When the kingdom of God comes, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God comes not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo, here, or there. For lo, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come, when you shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, Lo, there. Lo, here. Go not away, nor follow after them, for, as the lightning, when it lightens out of the one part, under the heaven, shines unto the other part under heaven, so shall the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. Likewise even, as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built, But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. After the same manner shall it be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he that shall be on the housetop, and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away, and let him that is in the field likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Anyone who shall seek to gain his life shall lose it, but anyone who shall lose his life shall preserve it. I say unto you, in that night there shall be two men on one bed, the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. There shall be two women grinding together, the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. There shall be two men in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. And they answering say unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Where the body is, there will the eagles also be gathered together. And Luke chapter 18. And he spoke a parable unto them to the end, that they ought always to pray, and not to faint, saying, There was in a city a judge, who feared not God, and regarded not man, and there was a widow in that city, and she came oft unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest she wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, Hear what the unrighteous judge said. And shall not God avenge his elect, that cry to him day and night, and yet he is long-suffering over them? I say unto you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spoke also this parable unto certain who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and set all others at nothing. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood, and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you, that I am not, as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the sevens, I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be you merciful to me a sinner. I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for every one that exalts himself shall be humbled, but he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And they were bringing unto him also their babes, that he should touch them, but when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him, saying, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, any one who shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why call you me good? None is good, save one, even God. Do you know the commandments? Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother. And he said, All these things have I observed from my youth up. And when Jesus heard it, he said unto him, One thing you lack yet, sell all that you have, and distribute unto the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became exceeding sorrowful, for he was very rich. And Jesus seeing him said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye, and for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And Petros said, Lo, we have left our own, and followed you. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or wife, or brethren, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this time, and in the world to come eternal life. And he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets shall be accomplished unto the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered up unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon, and they shall scourge, and kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and the saying was hid from them, and they perceived not the things that were said. And it came to pass, as he drew near unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, you son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood, and commanded him to be brought unto him, and when he was come near, he asked him, What will you that I should do unto you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive your sight, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. And Luke chapter 19. And he entered, and was passing through Jericho. And behold, a man called by name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not for the crowd, because he was little of stature. And he ran on before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree, to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, He is gone in to lodge with a man, that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood, and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have wrongfully exacted anything of any man, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, Today is salvation come to this house, forasmuch, as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added, and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and, because they supposed that the kingdom of God was immediately to appear. He said, Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country, to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called 10 servants of his, and gave them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Trade you here with till I come. But his citizens hated him, and sent an ambassador after him, saying, We will not that this man reign over us. And it came to pass, when he was come back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants, unto whom he had given the money, to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. And the first came before him, saying, Lord, your pound has made 10 pounds more. And he said unto him, Well done, you good servant, because you was found faithful in a very little, have you authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Your pound, Lord, has made 5 pounds. And he said unto him also, Be you also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound, which I kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take up that which you lay not down, and reap that which you did not sow. He said unto him, Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an austere man, taking up that which I laid not down, and reaping that which I did not sow, then therefore gave you not my money unto the bank, and I at my coming should have required it with interest. And he said unto them that stood by, Take away from him the pound, and give it unto him that has the 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I say unto you, that unto every one that has shall be given, but from him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken away from him. But these mine enemies, that would not that I should reign over them, bring here, and slay them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went on before, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent 2 other disciples, saying, Go your way into the village over against you, in which, as you enter you shall find a colt tied, whereon no man ever yet sat, loose him, and bring him. And if any one ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall you say, The Lord has need of him. And they that were sent went away, and found even, as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners of it said unto them, Why loose you the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they threw their garments upon the colt, and set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their garments in the way. And as he was now drawing near, even at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice, for all the mighty works which they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King, that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from the multitude said unto him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said, I tell you that, if these shall hold their peace, the stones will cry out. And when he drew near, he saw the city, and wept over it, saying, If you had known in this day, even you, the things which belong unto peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you, when your enemies shall cast up a bank about you, and compass you round, and keep you in on every side, and shall dash you to the ground, and your children within you, and they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you knew not the time of your visitation. And he entered into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold, saying unto them, It is written, And my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him, and they could not find what they might do, for the people all hung upon him, listening. And Luke chapter 20. And it came to pass, on one of the days, as he was teaching the people in the temple, and preaching the gospel, there came upon him the chief priests, and the scribes with the elders, and they spoke, saying unto him, Tell us, by what authority do you these things? Or who is he that gave you this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I also will ask you a question, and tell me, the immersion of John, was it from heaven, or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say, From heaven, he will say, Why did you not believe him? But if we shall say, From men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered, that they knew not where it was. And Jesus said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. And he began to speak unto the people this parable, A man planted a vineyard, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into another country for a long time. And at the season he sent unto the husbandmen a servant, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the husbandmen beat him, and sent him away empty. And he sent yet another servant, and him also they beat, and handled him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And he sent yet a third, and him also they wounded, and cast him forth. And the Lord of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son, it may be they will reverence him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned one with another, saying, This is the heir, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. And they cast him forth out of the vineyard, and killed him. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He will come, and destroy these husbandmen, and will give the vineyard unto others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. But he looked upon them, and said, What then is this that is written, The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. Every one that falls on that stone shall be broken to pieces, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will scatter him as dust. And the scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him in that very hour, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he spoke this parable against them. And they watched him, and sent forth spies, who feigned themselves to be righteous, that they might take hold of his speech, so as to deliver him up to the rule, and to the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say, and teach rightly, and accepts not the person of any but of a truth teach the way of God, is it halal for us to give tribute unto Caesar, or not? But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Show me a denarius. Whose image and superscription has it? And they said, Caesar's. And he said unto them, Then render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And they were not able to take hold of the saying before the people, and they marveled at his answer, and held their peace. And there came to him certain of the Sadducees, they that say that there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote unto us, that if a man's brother die, having a wife, and he be childless, his brother should take the wife, and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and died childless, and the second, and the third took her, and likewise the seven also left no children, and died. Afterward the woman also died. In the resurrection therefore whose wife of them shall she be? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus said unto them, The sons of this world marry, and are given in marriage, but they that are accounted worthy to obtain to that world, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, nor are given in marriage, for neither can they die any more, for they are equal unto the messengers, and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed, in the place concerning the bush, when he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him. And certain of the scribes answering said, Teacher, you have well said. For they durst not any more ask him any question. And he said unto them, How say they that the Christ is David's son? For David himself said in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit you on my right hand, till I make your enemies the footstool of your feet. David therefore calls him Lord, and how is he his son? And in the hearing of all the people he said unto his disciples, Beware of the scribes, who desire to walk in long robes, and file all of salutations, in the marketplaces, and chief seats, in the synagogues, and chief places at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater condemnation. And Luke chapter 21. And he looked up, and saw the rich men, that were casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a certain poor widow casting in there 2 mites. And he said, Of a truth I say unto you, this poor widow cast in more than they all, for all these did of their superfluity cast in unto the gifts, but she of her want did cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and offerings, he said, As for these things which you behold, the days will come, in which there shall not be left here one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, when therefore shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when these things are about to come to pass? And he said, Take heed, that you be not led astray, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand, go you not after them. And when you shall hear of wars and tumults, be not terrified, for these things must needs come to pass first, but the end is not immediately. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be great earthquakes, and in divers places famines and pestilences, and there shall be terrors, and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they shall lay their hands on you, and shall persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall turn out unto you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to withstand or to gainsay. But you shall be delivered up even by parents, and brethren, and kinsfolk, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. And not a hair of your head shall perish. In your patience you shall win your souls. But when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that her desolation is at hand. Then let them that are in Judea flee unto the mountains, and let them that are in the midst of her depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter therein. For these are days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. A curse unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress upon the land, and wrath unto this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, in perplexity for the roaring of the sea, and the billows, men fainting for fear, and for expectation of the things which are coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable, Behold the fig tree, and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, you see it, and know of your own selves, that the summer is now near. Even so you also, when you see these things coming to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is near. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away, till all things be accomplished. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting hangover from and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly, as a snare, for so shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of all the earth. But watch you at every season, making supplication, that you may prevail to escape all these things, that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day he was teaching in the temple, and every night he went out, and lodged in the mount, that is called Olivet. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, to hear him. And, Luke chapter 22. Now when adjusting the first mean Abib, to begin nearest to the vernal equinox, the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went away, and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might deliver him unto them. And they were young men, and covenanted to give him money. And he consented, and sought opportunity to deliver him unto them in the absence of the multitude. And the beginning night, the 14th day of the mean Abib, the preparation day of unleavened bread, came the first the night of the day to kill the lambs on which the Passover must be sacrificed. And he sent Petros and John, saying, Go, and make ready for us my Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where will you that we make ready? And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house, whereinto he goes. And you shall say unto the master of the house, The teacher said unto you, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat my Passover, with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went, and found, as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover of Jesus. And when the supper hour was come, he reclining, and the apostles with him. And he said unto them, With a great desire I have desired to eat my Passover, with you before I suffer, for I say unto you, I shall not eat at my Passover again until it be fulfilled, I will eat this Passover, with you in the kingdom of God. And he received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this cup, and divide the contents among yourselves, for I say unto you, I shall not drink from here on of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall come on the day of my resurrection. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after the common supper, saying, This divided cup is the new covenant in my blood, showing that which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goes, as it has been determined, but a curse unto that man through whom he is betrayed. And they began to question among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. And there arose also a contention among them, which of them was accounted to be greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles have lordship over them, and they that have authority over them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so, but he that is the greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that does serve. For which is greater, he that sits at meat, or he that serves? Is not he that sits at meat? But I am in the midst of you as he that serves. But you are they that have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you, that he might sift you as wheat, but I made supplication for you, that your faith fail not, and do you, when once you have turned again, establish your brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Petros, the cock shall not crow this day, until you shall thrice deny that you know me. And he said unto them, When I sent you forth outside purse, and wallet, and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, Nothing. And he said unto them, But now, he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise a wallet, and he that has none, let him sell his cloak, and buy a sword. For I say unto you, that this which is written must be fulfilled in me, and he was reckoned with transgressors, for that which concerns me has fulfillment. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, It is enough. And he came out, and went, as his custom was, unto the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray, that you enter not into temptation. And he was parted from them about a stone's cast, and he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but your, be done. And there appeared unto him an messenger from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became, as it were great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose up from his prayer, he came unto the disciples, and found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep you? Rise and pray, that you enter not into temptation. While he yet spoke, behold, a multitude, and he, that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and he drew near unto Jesus, to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betray you the Son of Man with a kiss? And when they that were about him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And a certain one of them smote the servant of the high priest, and struck off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Suffer you them thus far, and he touched his ear, and healed him. And Jesus said unto the chief priests, and captains of the temple, and elders, that were come against him, Are you come out, as against a robber, with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched not forth your hands against me, but this is your hour, and the power of darkness. And they seized him, and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. But Petros followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the court, and had sat down together, Petros sat in the midst of them. And a certain maid seeing him, as he sat in the light of the fire, and looking steadfastly upon him, said, This man also was with him. But he denied, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while another saw him, and said, You also are one of them. But Petros said, Man, I am not. And after the space of about 1 hour another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Petros said, Man, I know not what you say. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crew. And the Lord turned, and looked upon Petros. And Petros remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said unto him, Before the cock crow this day you shall deny me thrice. And he went out, and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him, and beat him. And they blindfolded him, and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is he that struck you? And many other things spoke they against him, reviling him. And as soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away into their council, saying, If you are the Christ, tell us. But he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from here on shall the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Are you then the Son of God? And he said unto them, You say, that I am. And they said, What further need have we of witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. And Luke chapter 23. And the whole company of them rose up, and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this man perverting our nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, You say. And Pilate said unto the chief priests and the multitudes, I find no fault in this man. But they were the more urgent, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, and beginning from Galilee even unto this place. But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him unto Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem, in these days. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding young man, for he was of a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard concerning him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood, vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers set him at nothing, and mocked him, and arraying him in gorgeous apparel sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate called together the chief priests, and the rulers, and the people, and said unto them, You brought unto me this man, as one that perverts the people, and behold, I having examined him before you, found no fault in this man touching those things, where you accuse him, no, nor yet Herod, for he sent him back unto us, and behold, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chasten him, and release him. Now he must need to release unto them at the feast one prisoner, but they cried out altogether, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, one who for a certain insurrection made in the city, and for murder, was cast into prison. And Pilate spoke unto them again, desiring to release Jesus, but they shouted, saying, Crucify, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil has this man done? I have found no cause of death in him, I will therefore chasten him, and release him. But they were urgent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. And their voices prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence, that what they asked for should be done. And he released him that for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they asked for, but Jesus he was delivered up according to their will. And when they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the cross, to bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people, and of women, who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turning unto them said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves, and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs, that never bear, and the breasts, that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall, on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they came unto the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And parting his garments among them, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And there was also a superscription over him, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors that were hanged railed on him, saying, Are not you the Christ? Save yourself, and us. But the other answered, and rebuking him said, Do you not even fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss. And he said, Jesus, remember me, when you come in your kingdom. And he said unto him, Verily I say unto you today, you shall be with me in paradise. And it was now about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, the sun's light failing, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, and having said this, he gave up the ghost. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the multitudes that came together to this sight, when they beheld the things that were done, returned smiting their breasts. And all his acquaintance, and the women that followed with him from Galilee, stood afar off, seeing these things. And behold, a man named Joseph, who was a counselor, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their counsel and deed, a man of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was looking for the kingdom of God, this man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down, and wrapped it in linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb, that was hewn in stone, where never man had yet lain. And it was the day after the preparation, and the high Passover Sabbath was Epiphosco beginning to light up the night of the new day for the time to eat the Passover. and the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed after, and beheld the tomb, and how his body was laid. And they returned after Passover Sabbath, and prepared spices and ointments. And on the seventh Sabbath day they rested according to the commandment. And Luke chapter. First a translation note, the resurrection and beginning of the New Testament, and the change from the Old Testament lunar calendar to all Bible solar calendar of the New Testament. But on day one of the Sabbath, at early dark they came unto the tomb bringing in the spices which they had prepared. But late evening on the night of the solar day midday one of the Sabbath, they came unto the tomb, bringing in the spices which they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel, and, as they were affrighted, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you, when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. Now they were Maria Magdalene, and Joanna, and Maria the mother of James, and the other women with them told these things unto the apostles. And these words appeared in their sight, as idle talk, and they disbelieved them. But Petros arose, and ran unto the tomb, and stooping, and looking in, he sees the linen cloths by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 80 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near, and went with them. But their eyes were held, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What communications are these that you have one with another, as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. And one of them, named Cleopas, answering said unto him, Do you alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God, and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death, and crucified him. But we hope that it was he who should redeem Israel. Behold, and besides all this, it is now the third day, since these things came to pass. Furthermore, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early dark at the tomb, and when they found not his body, they came, saying, that they had also seen a vision of messengers, who said that he was alive. And certain of them that were with us went to the tomb, and found it even so, as the women had said, but him they saw not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Did Christ not need to suffer these things, and so to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near unto the village where they were going, and he made, as though he would go further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day one is near the end. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to meat, he took the bread, and blessed, and breaking it he gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Was not our heart burning within us, while he spoke to us in the way, while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up that very hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they rehearsed the things that happened in the way, and how he was known of them in the breaking of the bread. And as they spoke these things, he himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified, and affrighted, and supposed that they beheld a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And therefore do questionings arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you behold me having. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands, and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish. And he took it, and ate before them. And he said unto them, These are my words which I spoke unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their mind, that they might understand the scriptures, and he said unto them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer, and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city, until you be clothed with power from on high. And he led them out until they were over against Bethany, and he lifted up his hands, and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them, and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple, blessing God. More translation notes for the Ecclesia Bible translation notes. The Resurrection Luke, the Greek bathos, deep dark, as to dusk in the time of the beginning dark of the Bible solar day. Corrected in this Bible translation, the purpose of the Ecclesia Bible translation is to remove all names of blasphemy added first by the Catholic Church that today is written in all the most popular Bible translations. Note these facts very carefully that will in this Bible translation will restore to the gospel of Christ the great power of God, to convince the Bible is from God, in creating astronomical miracles, and the making exact time parallels to each astronomical miracle. Learn about the old law of keeping the oldest Jewish worship of their Havdalah. Read the modern Jewish Talmud, a history of the worship of the Jews at the coming of the Christ. The modern Talmud, recorded in the 2nd century CE, is the record of the unwritten law of the Pharisee, the oral or rabbinic halakha or the walk. Learn about the Pharisee Jews' Havdalah worship made to the coming Messiah centuries before the coming of the Christ. A Jewish tradition of the night worship, that is an exact time parallel, at the exact resurrection moment of the Christ. The old Jewish Havdalah at the coming of the Christ is a worship made to God at dusk, at the end of the Sabbath day. Before the coming of the Christ, the Jews gather in their homes at the end of the Sabbath day, a parallel to the exact resurrection moment of the Christ, and the Jews worship at the end of the Sabbath day, by eating challah bread, and drinking a cup of wine. Havdalah today of the Jews is a worship made to God at dusk of our modern Saturday night, dusk, of the night of the Hebrew day Yom Echad, or day one. See modern Talmud. Also see records at Qumran in the Dead Sea Scrolls. This all-night worship made at the end of the Sabbath day is a worship called the Festival of the Many. The Jews at Qumran appear to be the only Jews at the end of their Sabbath day. They will keep worship of separation the written law, and in their all-night worship made to their coming Messiah at the end of the Sabbath day, they will take turns reading scripture L, a parallel to Saturday night, till daylight. Read the history of the Christians, and also read what is written by the enemies of Christians in the 1st to the 3rd century. Historians and in the writings of the enemy of Christians say it was keeping their Lord's Supper in the night in homes that was the reason they were multiplying by the millions. Learn about the worship that went before Christians, or the Jewish Havdalah. The most ancient Havdalah, Hebrew, or the night of separation from the old law to the new. Learn the prophecy of the holy solemnity, the coming Passover of the saints of God, that is to be observed only in the night. Learn truth about the different night worship established by God for his different laws for different saints. The coming Passover that is called in the oral law of the Pharisee Jews call by the name Halakha or the walk. Every professing Christian should know and make a complete study about the Jewish oral law of the Pharisees called the unwritten law of Halakha, the walk. For hundreds of years before the coming of the Christ, it was against the law to write down nor write about the Pharisee Jews' unwritten law of they called the Halakha. This law against writing about the walk, the Halakha, is the reason you do not see much written in the Bible describing the old law of the Pharisees. Today read the Jewish Talmud, which is near the same oral Pharisee law of the unwritten Halakha. Translation notes. Take note the worship of the Havdalah worship at first made by the more ancient Jews to the coming Messiah. The Havdalah is a worship, and not the same as the Halakha, which is the name of the Jewish oral law of the Pharisees. The Apostle Paul was at first a Pharisee. Paul was at the first keeping the unwritten oral law of the Pharisee Halakha before becoming a saint of God. Much of what Paul wrote about his old law, the Halakha law, cannot be understood without treating the modern Talmud. The Hebrew name Talmud, the Greek catechism, and the name doctrine all are understood to mean instructions. Modern Jews still keep this worship at the end of the Sabbath day, but they completely change the purpose of the celebration. How this more ancient worship of the Havdalah is made? Reading the old oral law, the Halakha, of the Pharisees, the unwritten law, today is now written down in the Jewish Talmud. See how at the coming of Christ, certain Jews were keeping their end of Sabbath day worship they called the Havdalah made to their coming Messiah. In their night worship, time parallel to Saturday night at dusk of the evening, the Jews were eating challah bread and drinking a cup of wine, and this night worship made to their coming Messiah parallels exactly the true and exact resurrection moment of the Christ in all written Bible Greek manuscripts. Question is, how did the ancient Jews and the Israelites know that Christ the coming Messiah will resurrect at the end of the Sabbath day, or on a solar cycle parallel to the same exact moment that God created the dark and the universe? The resurrection moment also parallels the same solar cycle of the beginning all-night celebration of Pentecost and the creation of the universe. The word law of the Pharisees is the Halakha, or the oral law of the mind or the heart, meaning the law for the seat of human emotion. The oldest oral law of the Pharisee Jews, the Halakha law, the walk, was an apostate law of the Pharisees that supersedes over the written law of God through Moses, similar to the catechism of the Catholic Church that supersedes over the entire written Old and New Testaments. The Halakha law of the Pharisees was an unwritten law of the mind until 200 years after the coming of the Christ. Only then was the Jewish Halakha law finally allowed to be written down. This Jewish Halakha law today is now written down and is called the Talmud. To understand traditions and the worship of some sects of Jews, including Saul or Paul, before becoming an apostle, we can now read the first century oral law of the Pharisees and other sects of Jews that kept other kinds of other unwritten rabbinic law. Take note, this oral law of the Pharisee, the Halakha, was finally written down in the 2nd century, and today we can now read the old unwritten law of the Pharisees in the modern Jewish Talmud of Jerusalem. Learn the traditions of the Pharisee sect of Jews and other sects of Jews, and also the Israelites in the north also were celebrating the coming of the Christ on this same night. Different sects of the Jews, such as the Jews Qumran and Israelites, give different names for their worship made on the night of Yom Echad, Saturday night, but all kept their worship on the same night at the end of the Sabbath day. The night of celebration is at the end of the Sabbath day, a parallel to dusk of Saturday night. The celebration worship made in homes, a worship made to the coming Messiah, was at the exact parallel to the solar cycle of the same moment that God created the dark and the universe. Note how the ancient Jews observed the prophecy of coming Messiah, and the celebration and worship was to be made on a certain night to the coming Messiah. Worship made to the coming Messiah, and the night of the celebration was on a solar cycle of the same moment that God created the universe, at dusk of the artificial time measured of the Roman Saturday night. See this prophecy of this coming celebration in Isaiah: "You shall have a moving song, as in a night, when a holy Passover memorial is observed, and with gladness of heart, as when one goes with a pipe to come into the mountain fortress of Yahweh, to the Petra of Israel." Take note of this type of song in Hebrew. See Strong's word number shir shiror feminine. Shira shira is a song of moving, such as in dancing, or the melody in driving the person, or moving the singer, as in a parade. See other Bible translations. John Kohlenberger 3 translates the song "He shall be to you." See in the Jewish Talmud in their celebration of the Havdalah made first to the coming Messiah. The Jewish Havdalah night worship is similar to the Passover, but this worship is not the Jewish Passover. The Havdalah, which is now written in the translation of the Talmud, is a worship of the new Passover, of the coming Messiah, made from the prophecy of Isaiah, a night worship made to the coming Messiah, Christ. This home worship was made in homes of Jews and Israelites centuries before the coming of the Messiah. The most ancient Havdalah is a worship believed to be made by the ancient Jews that wrote our New Testament to celebrate the coming of their Messiah. The Havdalah, a home worship, is a night worship, a celebration of the coming Messiah made only in homes at the end of the Sabbath day, Saturday night at dusk of the evening. The Havdalah of the Jews was celebrated only in homes, take note, a night worship made in homes by Jews, centuries before the coming of the Christ. The most ancient Havdalah is a celebration worship made by Jews in homes, at this time of a celebration made by ancient Jews' worship, that is the exact parallel of the exact resurrection moment of the Christ that did come. Do not overlook this very important worship made by all sect of the Jews and Israelites, that observed the unwritten law, centuries before, and this Havdalah worship was celebrated at night and a parallel of the exact resurrection moment of the coming of the Christ, our modern Roman artificial time of Saturday night. More translation notes. Corrected in Luke, the Greek is clearly written the equivalent of the English word hour, as an I observed moment, not measured with a clock, which is a more specific time of the evening, meaning the invitation of Christ is come, to my supper at my supper hour. Luke also describes the final entombment of the Christ was at the supper hour, or at the Greek epiphosko, or at dusk at the time beginning to light up the night of the new solar day for Passover, night of the new solar day, the artificial Wednesday night, and the time the entombment is finished was at same time, to begin to celebrate the Jewish Passover. The same Greek word epiphosko is also written by Matthew, to describe the exact resurrection moment, in the beginning evening, at the supper hour, or time of the resurrection was at epiphosko lighting, up the night at the supper hour, at dusk of the solar day Mia. Mia is a cardinal numeral Lord A1 starts at dusk of evening, and is measured with only one whole dark period, or with only one complete revolution of the earth upon its axis, to make the solar day of God. The resurrection of Christ was about 6 hours before Sunday begins. The resurrection of the Christ was not on any part of Sunday, which is a pagan artificial measure of an artificial solar day, that is artificially measured with two parts of two complete different dark periods. Sunday is measured from two different parts of two totally different dark periods, that must have two complete revolutions of the earth upon its axis. The God of the Bible has no pagan day called or measured, as an artificial day called Sunday, or the first day of the artificial pagan week of the seven sky gods. In history, observing this true gospel of Christ in homes of both believers and the unbelieves will multiply saints of God by the millions. Luke, the Old Testament Passover type. The Passover, a specific command of God to celebrate and worship only in the home, as a worship of the believers or in homes of unbelievers of ancient Israel. The old Passover was to be celebrated once a year and time was determined by the moon, night of Abib, th day of the moon, once a year. Christ established his Passover for the kingdom, Luke-Christ is our Passover, Cor. We were passed over in the resurrection moment of Christ, and made spiritually alive by the resurrection. Rom-Pet. Paul wrote, when we eat, and when we drink in observing the memorial of Christ, we show, we are to proclaim or in our worship we reenact the death of Christ, to show his death, until he returns, Cor. Translation note. The Lord's Supper is the Passover celebration. God did not design the Lord's Supper, or the Passover, for the saints, for all to come together to eat in one place. Hear the Apostle Paul, Cor. Therefore when you assemble yourselves together in one place, it is not possible to eat what you call a Lord's Supper. When all come together in one place, it is not possible, a Lord's Supper, that you eat. Translation note. There should be no definite article that translated in this verse. Translators in a certain case, they can't take liberties by adding the definite article, but to add the definite article, the, in this case is a grave mistake. When all gather in one place, is not the design for the Christian Passover, or the Lord's Supper. The Catholic Church started all gathering in one place, to eat their break your fast Eucharist at sunrise on a Sunday morning. The anti-type. The Passover of Christ is a specific command. Christ commands us to do this, as our Passover worship is designed by God to be celebrated in homes of believers, or worship is also designed to be observed in the homes of the unbelievers. If we are true Christian, everyone has an unbelieving friend, an unbelieving relative, or an unbelieving neighbor. When asked, they will let us come into their homes to worship. We take our worship into the homes of unbelievers to show in the night of our Passover the death of Christ. This Passover of Christ is a celebration worship that must be brought before the unbelievers in their homes to show the death of Christ to them. Time to worship is determined by the sun, to be celebrated at the supper hour every 7 days, at the resurrection moment, on the night of Solar Day named Mi'adah 1. This Passover celebration made only in homes of both the believers and unbelievers was what made multiplying saints by the millions. Historians say by the end of the 3rd century there was multiplied by this gospel of Christ in keeping their Christian Passover, on the night of the day Mi'adah, near 30 million living saints in the end of the first 300 years. Today with the modern media to celebrate our Passover in homes and teaching the same New Testament gospel, the power of God to convince Rome will multiply saints even faster than it did in the first 300 years.